Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India's decades-long struggle against left-wing extremism, once deemed the country's biggest internal security challenge, is finally nearing its end, with the Maoist insurgency on the brink of collapse. The killing of CPI, that is the Communist Party of India, Maoist General Secretary Nambala Keshava Rao in a security forces operation in May 2025, followed by the surrender of his successor Thippery Tirupti in early 2026, has effectively decapitated the Maoist leadership. This is significant because the organization's central committee has contracted from approximately 40 members to just 2, and territorial control has shrunk from around 180 districts at its 2013 peak to just 2 districts, namely Bijapur and Sukma in Chhattisgarh. But why does this matter? To understand the significance of this development, we need to delve into the origins of the Maoist movement in India. The modern left-wing extremist movement in India traces its roots to the Naxalbari peasant uprising of 1967 in West Bengal, led by Charu Majumdar and Kanu Sanyal. The uprising drew inspiration from Maoist ideology, armed agrarian revolution as the path to state power. The term Naxalite and Naxalism derive from this village. Now let us turn to the organizational history of the Maoist movement. The 2004 merger creating the CPI, that is the Communist Party of India, Maoist gave the movement a unified command and national-level coordination, enabling its expansion into a red corridor spanning Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Maharashtra, specifically Gadchiroli, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, and West Bengal. At its peak, around 2013, Maoist influence extended across approximately 180 districts in 20 states, covering a geographic arc from the Nepal border in Bihar to the Kerala border in Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka. They also established a parallel administration, including Jan Adalats, extortion and tax collection from mining and infrastructure companies, and carried out regular attacks on security forces, railways, and election processes. What makes this significant is that the security forces have been working under a counter-Maoist strategy, which operates under the Samadhan framework, that is, smart leadership, aggressive strategy, motivation and training, actionable intelligence, dashboard-based KPIs, harnessing technology, action plan for each theater, and no access to financing. This doctrine has guided key operations and initiatives, including leadership eliminations, which have been crucial in weakening the Maoist movement. Now, with the near collapse of the CPI, that is the Communist Party of India, Maoist analysts caution that a complete victory cannot be assumed. Why is that? First, the movement has shown past resilience, for instance, after the Andhra Pradesh police eliminated the People's War Group leadership in the 1990 as the movement reconstituted and merged into a stronger CPI, that is the Communist Party of India, Maoist. Second, the root causes of the insurgency, such as tribal land alienation, forest rights disputes, and poor governance in remote areas, have not been fully addressed. Third, there are theoretical links to PLGA, that is the People's Liberation Guerrilla Army, networks and ideological solidarity with Nepali left movements. And fourth, the surviving cadre could regroup or relocate to new regions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS3, that is, General Studies 3, Internal Security, specifically left-wing extremism, Naxalism, and counterinsurgency operations, including the Samadhan Doctrine. It is also relevant to GS2, that is, General Studies 2, Governance, particularly state capacity in tribal areas and federalism in internal security, including center-state police powers. Additionally, it is connected to GS1, that is, General Studies 1, Indian Society, specifically tribal issues, land rights, Scheduled tribe welfare, and forest rights. there are also key linkages to other important topics, such as Naxalism and the Forest Rights Act of 2006, which is related to land alienation as a grievance. The left-wing extremism districts are also part of the Aspirational Districts Program, which focuses on development as a counterinsurgency strategy. Furthermore, the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, or PMGSY, and road connectivity are crucial for state penetration in left-wing extremism areas. The Panchayat's Extension to Scheduled Areas Act, or PESA Act, of 1996 is also relevant, as it provides for self-governance for TRVNBILS. And finally, the fifth schedule of the Constitution is important, as it deals with the administration of scheduled areas. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Naxalbari uprising took place in 1967 in West Bengal, led by Charu Majumdar, the ideologue, and Kanu Sanyal, the organizer. The CPI, that is the Communist Party of India, Maoist, was formed in 2004 through the merger of the People's War Group and the Maoist Communist Center. In 2010, the then Prime Minister Manmohan Singh described Naxalism as the biggest internal security threat. Nambala Keshava Rao, the CPI, that is the Communist Party of India, Maoist General Secretary, was killed in May 2025, and Thippery Tirupti, the acting successor, surrendered in early 2026. The Central Committee has been reduced from approximately 40 members to just 2, and territorial control has shrunk from around 180 districts in 2013 to just 2 districts, namely Bijapur and Sukma in Chhattisgarh. Operation Kagar in 2024 resulted in approximately 3,840 surrenders, 2,220 arrests, and 600 Maoist deaths. The Samadhan Doctrine is the Ministry of Home Affairs integrated counter-left-wing extremism doctrine, and the Greyhounds are the elite anti-Naxal police force of Andhra Pradesh and Telangana. The near collapse of the Maoist insurgency in India marks a significant turning point in the country's internal security landscape, with implications for the government's development and counterinsurgency strategies in tribal areas.